Have you thought about the day when you first realized that, okay, something is different in your body now? Are you thinking about that very moment right now along with me? If not, hold on to the story and just think about it all over again. As if you are crying for the first time, just alone, but with my voice. Because darling, right now, somewhere far away in a new homeland, there is yet another girl or a guy or maybe someone who is still confused about his or her sexuality. It's difficult to think about something that was never taught to you before when you were a teen or even younger than that. It is difficult to think about something that is not yours anymore, because now you have outgrown all your younger clothes. It's just so annoying, because now you are not focusing on the water lilies or butterflies or even the beautiful, beautiful rainbows. Now all you could admire is the darkness of the sky with the grey clouds. The clouds that you once admired, because all you could embrace through those clouds was the calming rain. But now it's not that calming rain, my love. Now it is the rage, the anger that built up in that huge cloud and shed off on you as if it's the huge wailing sob, as if the cloud was bottling up over and over again because it had no one by his side. It's okay to bottle up your feelings, but it's not normal to just bottling up it so much that you feel heavy, that your heart just sinks down. It is dark to adhere that kind of emotional imbalance. But remember, there is always a crossroad for you. The crossroad that embraces the wildflowers that were once all yours. Because as a child, you admired those flowers that were not even named according to your mind yet. All you could admire and adhere to was those wild flowers. So my love, hold on to those flowers. Always think about the moment that there is always a crossroad, not just for me or the one that is listening right now, for all those who are not even there or aware about the story that we just heard right now. So I know we grew apart. I know we have outgrown our clothes. But still, there is a childlike innocence in us that will be there forever and ever.